Sci-fi. We're back on Zoom. This is Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I am Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a podcast about paranormal and contemporary mythology. Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF, our guest for this week. It's our good friend, my brother-in-law, Blue Grimes. Hi, Blue.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
What's up, dog?
See, I'm looking at it. I thought my picture was going to show up. So that's
you're highlighted. Yeah, I know.
Blue,
go on.
Thanks for being here. Thanks for coming back. How many have you done? Do you know? Like five?
I don't think five. Maybe four. Maybe four times.
Okay. So you've done the WoW scale before.
Yes.
Should we do do you want to just tell us how into the world of, well, we're talking about specifically UFOs today, correct, Willie?
Yeah.
So how into UFOs are you? Is this subject matter that you generally look into?
I don't take deep dives into it, but I like talking about it. I think it's interesting.
Do you believe in aliens?
I don't know, man. It's a big universe. All right, fuck it.
Let's do it. Let's just do the WoW scale. Let's get back into it. WoW scale. I didn't know if we could skip it or not.
Nah, we shouldn't skip it.
All right, the WoW scale stands for Wade or Willie. The subscale has been retired. We're back to the WoW scale. We didn't speak about if we should have changed the questions or not. So they're the same. At the end of the WoW scale, I'll give you a grade anywhere between a 0 and a 5. If you're more of a 0, you're more of a Wade. If you're more of a 5, you're more of a Willie. Are you ready to be Wade on the WoW scale?
Yes, I'm ready.
First question, three-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
I'm going to say I shouldn't be caught off guard. I've done this a couple times, but gosh, I'll say, yeah, I believe in aliens. And I don't think they've visited Earth. So what I guess that means not in the past 300 years then, right?
Yeah. All right. Second question, ghosts?
Man, no, I don't.
What about Bigfoot?
No, absolutely not.
Poor Bigfoot, man. I know. Psychics?
No, I don't. I mean, I got to say, I listen to the show a lot. I'm probably like your 40th top fan. Okay. And I agree with I agree with a lot of your guests that there's people out there that are very intuitive and perceptive, that can read people well and maybe make some, you know, inferences or whatever. But I don't believe there's a psychic power or like telekinesis or anything like that.
What would it take to make you, I'm sorry to jump in. What would it take to make you change your mind? Somebody
No, I love it. Someone like to see that in person, you know, to get a reading that was not only like spot on with more than one or two observations or whatever, but also, I don't know, I guess that's it. They would have to be just spot on. There could be no gray area, right?
Yeah. So yeah. And the gray area can be applied to every Sagittarius, you know.
It's, well, like, speaking of gray area, what do you think of Nostradamus?
I honestly don't know enough about it.
You come on, you must know that he said that the great eagle will fall on the ninth month of whatever the fuck.
I literally had no idea that happened.
You never heard that? Oh, dude, for every major thing, there's a Nostradamus pull quote.
I love that. I think I'd like to see that, honestly.
Did you see the Doctor Who episode where he went back to Pompeii and like, oh crap, we were trying to go somewhere else. It's Pompeii. We should get out of here. And then somebody was presenting a giant microchip. A seer was presenting a big microchip to the king. Or it's like, what? I looked into the future and I saw this. The big microchip. It was cool. It's like, what? No. Oh wait. Anyways, it's I laugh thinking about psychics in that realm where it's like, yeah, I don't know. I kept seeing this toilet head and there was a Skibbity Bop song. You guys probably can't relate to that, right? It's like the new hotness for kids. There's whatever.
Skibbity Bop. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Just either.
Some so weird viral YouTube thing, like picture a seer seeing, like, I don't know. I saw, who's a big YouTuber?
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey. Yeah. I saw the big YouTuber,
Fire
Jeffrey.
Frank. No fucking idea.
Mr. Beast. They're called Mr.
Yummy,
Beast.
Yummy Taco.
I'm on fire.
Nostradamus. That's great. No.
Last question. Do you believe that we're living in a simulation, or do you believe in the simulation theory?
No, I think if I did, though, I feel like I might be able to be more convinced. But just based on your argument, Wade, that you can kind of manifest things to happen, I kind of believe that too, but not to the extent that we live in a simulation.
Dude, think about if they proved simulation theory was real, and then all of a sudden you saw people like walking into walls, just like looking for weaknesses.
What are you doing?
I got this.
On fire, just running around and stuff.
Well, but we don't know the cheat code. You would still need the cheat codes. I mean, you can be in Skyrim and still die. Yeah, we got to get that unlimited life cheat code.
Yeah, the hack is the answer.
Yeah, man. It's all about hacking the planet. So, yeah, you're like a zero or a one.
I'm pretty skeptical.
Pretty skeptical. So this is going to be an uphill conversation for Willie. I'm just joking. All we do is joke. This is not real. Willie, I know we're talking about UFOs, but there's more to it. Why don't you hit us with that topic?
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, a 1980 UFO encounter, the Cash Landrum case. It had physical evidence. It went to court. And there's probably proof that at least the military was involved with UFO in some way. Now that UAPs are real, let's look back into this old case and see what we can uncover tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
So I didn't hear any of that because I was messing with my computer. This is one of the things that sucks about being on Zoom. Because I forgot about Discord, and I was going to load the chat just so I could read along. So, Blue, what do you think about that? And I'll grasp through context clues what we're talking about.
I don't know. It's I watched one kind of little video on it, and it was I don't know, kind of made for television. seems like they jumped to a lot of conclusions. I don't know. For example, I mean, the whole thing started with these two women, I guess, and one of the women's grandsons, I think, or nephews were going bowling on, like, right after Christmas, like December 28th of 1980, and all the bowling alleys were closed, which I get that, but it says they went to two bowling alleys. But then I started to get a little skeptical. It said they drove for more than an hour they were on the road before they saw this thing. So I don't know. I'm sure there's a lot of different information out there about it. I don't know how accurate this information was, but then I just started to question it. Like, what? So you drove like an hour to go bowling?
This is in Texas. And I'm like, yeah, you know, it's weird because, you know, the details do matter, but they don't tonight in the realm of, let me just go through the gist of the case, right? So this is called the Cash Landrum case. Betty Cash and Vicky Landrum and her grandson, Colby Landrum, they were going out, looking for bowling alleys. On their way home, they see this bright light, and then all of a sudden it is a diamond shape sitting in front of them, and they don't think they can drive underneath it because it's blocking the road. And they get out to look at it. Betty Cash is very religious, so she thinks this is the Lord coming back and it's a special message to her. So she gets out. They all get out of the car. The other two start to get freaked out. They get back in the car. She goes back into the car to she wants to get back in the car because she's starting to get scared. The car. And first off, everything's already hot. When she slammed on the brake, the Vicky Landrum, her hand was imprinted into the person's dash at that point, because it was everything was hot and the dash was already melting. So her handprint was left in the dash, which is that old plastic picture a 1980 car where everything was plastic on the inside. So when she tries to get back in to open the door, it's hot. So she has to use her sweater to open the door. She gets in her car. Classic, if you've seen Close Encounters of the Third Kind, a lot of the old UFO encounters were very close up and electronics would short out. So she couldn't get the car started and the UFO wasn't moving. Starting to heat up in the car. They're freaking out. They kept hearing a beep from the craft. Their eyes started to hurt.
So wait, how was it melted? She was, her hand melted into the thing and then she got out and then she tried to get back in.
The passenger, when the girl slammed on the brakes, the passenger's hand print was left in the dash. Like it melted into it. Jesus. So it was already hot when they were up there.
That's so hot. That's very hot. Like what?
But also, I mean, I will say when you like picture, this is a bad parallel and I'm not trying to say anything about microwaves, but picture like in a microwave, how some things are hotter than other. And when you reach into a microwave, the air is not necessarily hot all the time. You know, it's just like, the dash was hot and it was heating up in the car, but it wasn't like
they couldn't feel it.
Well, I think that they could, but it wasn't super hot.
Because if it got that hot where the car was melting, I would be like, what the fuck? I don't even know if I would notice a UFO, man. Let's get the fuck out of here. Turn around.
But it was kind of blocking them. So then all of a sudden they noticed, and around this time, they counted at least 23 helicopters surrounding it. The Chinook helicopters with the double blades. So there's 20.
They counted them.
They counted at least. I think this was from mostly the kids' account, how many were there. But some accounts say at least dozens.
Kids can't count though. Kids can only count to like 10, and then they get really confused.
Not when they're hot, they can't count.
Well, I know, and I'm like,
especially when they're hot. He was probably just going, I'm thirsty the whole time.
If there's a UFO and a bunch of helicopters, are you going to count the helicopters? Only some dumb kid would. One, two.
He's just hoping a fire truck shows up.
So here's the thing.
So they lived and everything? They like got back. They got back in their car and then
eventually the helicopters escorted the light away and then their car started up and they were driving and they still saw the light in the helicopters for a while. They started becoming ill. Their hair started falling out. They got cataracts. They got blisters. Her face was swollen to the side. Betty was outside longer than the other two. Her daughter said that her face swelled up to the size of two men and her eyes were swollen shut.
I heard before that, though, she was a total Betty.
If you're not a Gen Xer, Z-er?
Yeah, I guess if you're not a Gen Xer, you wouldn't know that Betty for about 5 years in the 90s was a term for hot chicks. Because
was it in Mallrats? Check out those.
It was in Clueless a lot. I know that. Clueless,
yeah.
Is it a Flintstones reference?
I think it is. No, I think it is. I think it is. Because Betty was the hotter. It was everyone chose Betty over Wilma, right? Yeah,
that
I think so.
I mean, yeah, in the realm of the relationship of Fred and Wilma, yeah, because Wilma was just always just telling Fred what he was doing wrong. Betty's just the neighbor hanging out.
Why can't you be a Betty?
They had really short shorts. Yeah, go on.
So wait, so it wasn't, when you first started saying that their hair was falling out and stuff, I thought they were just aging rapidly, but they had big boils and blisters.
Like Betty had blisters everywhere you could think, even on the inside of her eyelids and her eyeballs. She had blisters everywhere. They said when they touched her face, like pus would just come out. She was just blistering. She was, and this is classic, really bad radiation poisoning, you know, but they didn't get it enough to die originally. That they claim that they basically died from their injuries when they were older because they just never went away.
Oh, by the way, Matthew says it's because of Betty Grable.
Oh.
So that's a reference even I don't understand.
I don't know who that is either. I recognize it.
I know she's an actress or actor or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Betty Grable.
I thought there was a guy with, oh, okay, yeah, Betty Grable. Oh, what a Betty. This Betty, Betty doesn't need to mean blonde, right? Because she's blonde. She looks like the classic.
Pinup girl.
Yeah, 30s, 40s. Well, how come that came back?
I don't know, because it was cool.
Good writing.
How come that came back, you guys?
because I think probably because it's just universally understandable.
Why didn't Maryland ever become a thing?
Say it. Probably you're a Maryland.
Because everybody says it different.
You're such a Maryland.
Like Caribbean.
How's the other way to say Maryland?
Maryland.
That's the same. You just did a Southern accent. You said the same exact word.
It's good.
So this girl had a lawyer that said, hey, you probably have a case against the military because of all these helicopters. All this damage to you is some secret military thing. This is 1980. So they go to court. It eventually got dismissed in 1986.
They took the government to court?
Yeah, because, hey, I'm fucking... Like,
which government, I mean?
I'm not sure. I didn't take too great a note on that. But I think the military. I think that they tried to take the military to court to say, hey, there's fucking military helicopters here. You guys were doing something. The official story got thrown out because the military said they didn't have any helicopters in that area.
I think they should have said, you're a witch.
I mean, ultimately,
you're covered in boils. You're a witch.
Water is coming out where water should not come out. You are a witch. Indeed.
Water. But that's grosser than calling it pus.
There is also okay, that's the story, right? They got thrown out. No, military, there was nothing. We weren't there. Let me ask you guys, which branch of the military, if they were there, would say that they were there?
Well, what a gotcha, Willie.
I know, I'm just laughing, going like, what the fuck? So there was a radio tower, or I mean not a radio tower, FAA tower nearby. And there's all these helicopters in the air, and they can't prove that there were helicopters in the area. Even though also that night, there was also some other event where like 100 Chinook helicopters landed nearby.
How do they even exist? 100 giant helicopters, like in one geographic area at the same, it seems like they'd have to bring them in.
Texas has a lot of bases, right? I mean, where in Texas was this? I didn't know if you said or if I missed it.
This is East Texas, the Piney Woods area outside of something that's out of Houston, close to Houston.
I feel like maybe Killeen is right there. I know they have a bunch of military bases.
Yeah,
right
there. For sure.
That's many helicopters.
Well, I know, especially if you like play video games, but to amass that many helicopters, it takes so long.
You know what's so funny, though? When you watch... like we're watching, me and Moose are watching, we watch Shin Godzilla a lot, right? If you look at all of their military vehicles, they're like ours from the 80s. They have dragonflies. They have fucking, like, we had so many military vehicles that like new governments have our old shit, you know? I don't mean that they're a new government, but like.
Oh, yeah, Willie, those are toys. They're just dangling toys around a man in a suit. That's how they make those. It's a guy in a suit.
Not the new one.
They got some old G.I. Joe action figures.
So the case was dismissed. And
the case is dismissed because, like, yeah, they didn't do that. The UFO did. Helicopters don't cause fucking
blisters. Here's the thing, bud. Who am I calling, bud? Both of you or one of you? There was a whistleblower that came out later that claimed that this was a UFO craft, a UAP craft that secret military was trying to learn how to drive. And so they blast, like there was flames blasting out of it too, but also they didn't know how to drive it properly. So they blasted out extra radiation. They were being followed by the helicopters.
So wait, what you're saying is that
Steve, don't press the radiation button.
You're saying the military was flying it, like they had captured it and they're just flying it around.
Yeah, trying to learn how to drive them. And these crafts, if you look into a lot of people don't believe aliens are here. A lot of people don't believe that we have recovered crafts. But now knowing that
I see, but here's where I'm like, okay, this definitely didn't happen. Because, and granted, I don't know what the inside of an alien spaceship looks like, but I would hesitate to know that even if I had a pilot's license, I would be able to sit in that cockpit and understand what any of the things meant.
That's why they had military escorts. Of all like the possible stories that could
make this legit. How would you even get it started? You just hit every button until it starts?
Yeah, and they kept obviously hit the radiation button way too many times.
But in that realm, though, if you believe that a UFO craft was recovered,
there's a car, honk at her.
Radiation, radiation. Get out of the way. What? No, that's not a horn.
He's getting blisters. Turn it off.
In the realm of UFO crafts recovered, you have to then assume that there were beings recovered too.
That's such a huge step. I mean,
it is huge. But if you look at Bob Lazar talking about the S2 facility at Groom Lake, saying that like there were multiple crafts and they hired these rocket engineers to try to reverse engineer them, figure out how they work. This is long before this, right? And so like,
Blue, do you know who Bob Lazar is?
I recognize the last name, but I think it's like, it could be fictional, like amongst our friends or something.
So, now, no, Lazar, that's one of the names you can say two different ways, Lazar and Laser.
There you go.
You know, you're a rocket scientist. You should go by Bob Lazar, 100%.
Absolutely.
He was a rocket scientist and then just decided to sell a bunch of UFO books, right?
He originally came out anonymously talking about he felt a huge responsibility to whistleblow Area 51 in the mid 80s and didn't want name recognition or anything. People figured out it was him. But like the whole idea was like, dude, these guys have technologies and the American public should be aware that this exists. I'm trying to learn how to fly this thing for them.
Sure. So skip ahead to this one. What did he say about site, whatever, S-22?
That there were multiple recovered alien crafts and some of them. This is what inspired Battlestar Galactica and probably a lot of other things, but that the craft was sentient and you needed to, it was alive. And so you would fly with the craft.
You think that because you mentioned alien bodies, do you think that one of them was alive and he was telling them how to fly it? And he was a jokester. So he told them that the honk button was the radiation button.
Now, I think that they traded technology for information. I do believe that various militaries, because if the Army's trying to figure out how to fly this UFO that they've recovered, the Air Force has their own and they're not communicating. Be like, hey, we got one too. Like, so all these different secret military branches have their own upper echelon of secrets. And so if somebody's trying something out like the Army had all those helicopters. No, the Air Force. The Air Force created, sorry, I'm lost and stuff, but they created another secret group of helicopter pilots. I'm not going to remember why. So let's just stop that thread because I'm just going to sound like.
Well, I just think like if you're trying to learn how to fly this thing and you're in Texas, isn't there a bunch of places that you could go that, you know, like when you learned how to drive a car?
That's where they were, right?
I went like to a
way out in the middle
lot.
Of nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah. They were
over a road.
By chance, though, it just sounds like it was like the only road in the area.
By chance.
Well, Luke. Okay. So
you don't think that the military knows where the roads are?
Well, they have to, at some point they have to cross the road. They just ran into trouble.
So in later on, as they tried to investigate this stuff, because listen, both the ladies died. I think one was 80, one was 90. So they lived long, but they still died from complications from this radiation poisoning.
Life, 80 and 90. They died from life complications.
From being old.
Well, but like
complication if you have, of time.
Yeah, right. I'm like, well, maybe you would have been in 95 despite your face blisters. The grandson's still alive. And, you know, he's publicly spoken because he's like trying to figure it out. And, you know, he's been getting shit his whole life.
How old was he again? Like 7 or 9 or something, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's old enough to probably have legitimate memories.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Do you guys ever think about like something fucked up from your childhood and it just feels like a dream now? And you're like, God, I don't know if that actually happened or not.
Well, it's weird because like Blue, you have kids also. And I'm like, dude, all of this suffering that I remember, I'm like, sure, we all got hit too much because we grew up in a different time. But a lot of the suffering, too, is just like, you know, kids suffer.
Yeah. Well, there's an unwritten rule that you don't beat your kids after they're 3.
That's when the memory kicks in.
Depends how much you beat them,
right? But that's why I didn't want to go to Disneyland. I'm like, dude,
well, but Willie, you took it real dark. I don't even mean getting beat. I mean just like some weird shit that you remember from your childhood that it just feels like a dream because the degradation of time just like soaking that memory away, like it becomes fuzzy and weird. I remember like riding my big wheel to like a lake and like there's no way I could have done that. But maybe I did.
Yeah.
Can you imagine riding a big wheel through like a dirt field for like a half a mile? That would be so hard.
Yeah, but probably some of that happened. And if some giant alien craft came down, I mean, you would know that's abnormal, right? And remember.
But here's the thing. I have this memory. Nothing abnormal happened. And I still don't know if I believe it. Add an alien craft to it, then I'm definitely like, oh, that had to have been a dream, right?
I don't know. I think it depends on how crazy the event is, right? How traumatizing the event is. If you break your arm or something, or imagine if you got your leg cut off or something. You're gonna remember it really well.
Listen, no, you're right. I believe that he believes it. I just feel like. I mean, memories suck, dude. So like, well, even though he's still like alive, like what is he going to do at this point? You know,
let me ask you guys this, like you guys don't believe aliens are here. Could you believe that the military was just testing some new technology? Because here's the cover up evidence. The cover up evidence is her hospital records are all gone. And how does that happen? How do hospital records disappear? They really don't. You can't lose them.
They had terrible software back then.
Especially an important thing where somebody's fucking face is swelling up. It's like something for the dictionary, you know? It's like, wow, we got to remember this because this is special.
Well,
it's gone.
Spin that though then and say, well, how legitimate is her story then about her medical issues?
It was the 80s, so they definitely have pictures and videos of her blisters and the damages and...
Well, that's records, right?
They definitely have evidence of radiation poisoning, 100%. So
I don't know about hospitals, but when someone dies, I'm not going to hold on to their stuff.
Well, no. Like she didn't die till like 20 to 30 years after the event. But
no, I know. But that's probably when they got rid of the records, right?
I actually don't know the timeline of them trying to recover records of it, but I think it was for the court case. I think they vanished for the court case. So very early. And one of the experts said that this was a 100% radiation poisoning and that this type of poisoning could not have been done by anybody in the general population. They didn't have the technology to get that much radiation. That's why it was such a win-win to be like, hey, this is military involvement because regular people can't get this radiation. They can't make it. They can't.
I think your original question, I think about, could we get on board with the military testing new technology or whatever. Yeah, I could 100%. I mean, that was, if they had alien technology, not just new technology, but alien technology, they're going to try to drive it. So, but I think that's the most convenient, that's the most convenient explanation for what happened, right? I'm not saying it's not true, but it's super
convenient. What do you think? What would you, if you had to speculate on not it not being that, what would you think?
That's a really good question.
It's hard, and I'm putting you on the spot. I don't have an answer. I don't. They drove by an open uranium mine.
Yeah, I don't know, because if you have, you know, documented radiation poisoning to the point of blistering and all, where they say, yeah, they definitely had radiation poisoning.
Wait. Was this Springfield? Because if it was Springfield, then Homer probably did it.
Where is Springfield? Does anybody know?
No, it's an ongoing joke. They always like, let's point to Springfield on a map, and they're about to, and then right. Someone's head like gets in the way.
That's so smart.
I don't know. Yeah, that's why that's a super convenient story, because if someone gave you a bunch of facts that were legitimate facts, they said, okay, these people were definitely in the area. They definitely got radiation poisoning, and there were definitely all these helicopters around. That's a pretty good story to come up with. Well, maybe there was, you know, maybe the military was escorting, you know, some test pilots in a craft that they had in their possession, and they were, you know, trying it out.
It makes all kinds of sense. Real hot, dude. Yeah. Then my hand went into the dashboard, right? Yeah. Okay. I guess that can be part of it.
Oh, wait. Here's the crazy thing, though. Like, as jokey as all this sounds, they have the cars and they have the proof that the dash hand is melting into it. And then here's the other added
point. I don't know. What I read said no pictures exist of that. But I don't argue that the cars don't exist.
There's a there was a cop that was driving around that night, and he wrecked into something, and his memory was all messed up, but he remembers a bunch of helicopters. There's a couple other like stories that are connecting to something else weird happening. One of them is this cop who, I don't know much about him, but his memory was jacked up from an accident. And
I think we need to look into car, Betty a little bit more, because who's to say she's not some kind of secret Russian Cold War terrorist, and she accidentally opened the uranium and poisoned her friend, and they got in a car and her friend like radiated the dashboard, and then they're like, fuck, we need a story, or they're going to know that we're Cold War double agents.
Someone's got to pay these medical bills. Who are we going to sue?
It's not going to be the Kremlin.
Betty.
But so anyway, this guy's car was fucked up, and I mean, that's what happens when you get in a car wreck. You don't remember it, right?
Yeah, but and listen, I didn't. I don't want to go down this thread too much because I don't remember much of it. But so supposedly they were talking to. They were at some air show, pretty recent after, and they were talking to one of these. They were talking to a helicopter pilot who happened.
These ladies?
Yeah.
Okay.
And probably not Betty, probably just the other one. No, I think Betty was there, but they were
inseparable. They were probably both there. They were the right? best friends.
Think, well, you know what? We both got badly burned. we should do everything together so that they're not just looking at one of us. But they were talking to some military pilot, and he started talking about this other helicopter program that he had been a part of. And then they revealed that they were there the night of that incident. And then he just shut up. I know this is like a whole totally like he said, she said story, but he gave them tidbits of information and then completely shut down when they found out that they were the ones in the car.
I only thought they were hitting on him.
Oh, you guys just got burned. Oh, thought we were friends
later.
I'm going to try these ladies over here who aren't covered in boils.
How so? Did this whole incident or story kind of just it never blew up, or did it just go away?
Well, here's the thing, man. I've been looking into all this stuff forever, and I never heard about this case until like within the last year. And the only reason why I say that is because, like, okay, this went to court. You have them claiming that there was a military involved and it got thrown out. But you have other people's accounts of the helicopters. There was a 911 call about all the helicopters. That was one thing about the cop. He didn't see the UFO, but he saw the helicopters. So there's records of that. And there should be records, the FAA records of all them flying around. The reason why this is an important case in the history of UFOs is because there is physical evidence and there is connecting some branch of the military that had all those helicopters. So, like, whether it's UFO or just secret new technology, like, you know, I'm leaning towards the them driving this craft around and trying to be sneaky about it.
Okay, so if you believe this stuff, then that means that since the 80s, because you said this was 81, is that right?
80,
right? 80. So whatever. Since the 80s, we've had these things. And so everything that's happened since then could have just been military.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. I mean, like, here's the thing.
But do you believe that? Or do you believe that the things we're seeing right now are aliens?
This is what blows me away. In the realm of what I believe, all this alien stuff could be a misdirection from just having technology that is just really good. And I say that because of how the information is coming out now about, like, hey, even somebody in Vegas who said that there was aliens in his backyard, that's making the national news. So it's me going, like, well, the news is a privatized company that can, you know, they put out stuff that what we're not hearing about are the important things in the world that we're doing. And so, gosh, this feels like a tool as a misdirect. And it makes me go, like, it makes me believe in the UFO stuff less because of how it's being pushed right now.
Wait, how does it make you believe in it less? Like,
there could be different beings here, different technologies here, but maybe they stopped coming. And then we're reverse engineering their crafts, trying to figure out how to drive their stuff, and they're gone. And so all the UFOs now are just them. You know, all I know is that not one person out there has the correct story, because there's just so much misinformation. There's so much, like, stuff being pushed in front of you to lead you down these paths of, like, this is what it is.
Oh, if that's happening, though, then someone has the correct story because they're doing the work, right? Hell, I just keep thinking about people military trying to fly this stuff. And I love that story. I think it's awesome. I mean,
like all the pilots, military pilots are trained, you know, they go through boot camp like everybody else. And then they're just the cream of the crop of doing what you're told. And that's what our original astronauts were. This is like, hey, man, you're really good at doing what you're told. You don't fuck up and you don't fucking, you're not going to, like, turn on us. And well, so, like,
pretty mechanically inclined too, because
yeah,
flies
expert witnesses.
I picture people, you know, in pilot training school or whatever, and then, you know, someone comes and pulls them out of class one day close to graduation and says, hey, come in here and say, what would you do in this scenario? And it's like, defies the laws of physics or whatever, and they give some kind of answer, and then they pull them into another room and put them in some kind of spaceship simulation, whatever.
Yeah, recruit them. Men in Black mixed with Top Gun, right? And so
yeah.
The guy who's the best at being a man in black, because he doesn't shoot the alien or whatever, because she was just reading a book, gets to go learn how to pilot this thing. But then Tom Cruise is there and he's like, I can't teach anyone how to fly this shit because I'm the best at it.
just who
I got. He's got like Michael Jordan syndrome, right?
Yeah.
So then he has to do it.
That was the best part of the new Top Gun movie, is like, how do you get the cockiest person to train people to be cocky?
But what if, okay, so Willie, if they're all us, I know that your theories are constantly, I don't want to say changing, I'll say evolving. There's the Tic Tac ones, and they move and they defy physics, and there's, I guess the only way that there could be a human in them is if somehow they have kind of like a what do you say, like a magnetic field around them that keeps physics away from them.
So they are, do you believe gravity or whatever? Yeah.
But do you believe that those guys are humans too, just fucking around in the little egg ship?
I think it's the Wild West up above us, and I think it's everything. I think that there are multiple races flying around. I think that secret different military branches are flying other crafts around too. But at the heart of everything, there's technology there that can like not be fossil fuels and not be paid for and not be car batteries.
What do you mean? They're not that stuff.
Of all the things that I believe, I think that there are technologies at play that sure could save humanity and we don't have to pay for it anymore. That's what pisses me off. Is that like, I know I'm snowballing, but I'm just like, sure, I believe there's multiple races of aliens and that there's different technologies. But no matter what, these whistleblowers are coming out because of that injustice of like, the world around us is crumbling because of technology, and we could accidentally like fly out into space.
Maybe these guys are actually heroes instead of like withholding valuable information that could, you know, fuel the planet for infinity, you know, at zero cost. Maybe they're not ready to release it yet because, I don't know, like every time they build a dashboard or something, they can't get rid of like the radiation button. So it blows people up or something. But so, you know, maybe they're trying to streamline it and make it safe before, maybe, right? Maybe they're not being
tedious. Well, be an optimist, Willie. Be an optimist. What if they're just workshopping it? Trial and error, scientific method.
I will say, please tell me one thing the military has given to society. One thing that they've like given to. I imagine
there's lots of things. But I'm not a scholar, right? I mean, I'm sure that the military has given us a lot of things.
Magnet trains? Didn't they make magnet trains?
Well,
that was Adam Bremer's third grade tag project.
We did get, you know, the Swiss Army knife. That's the last thing any military has given us is the Swiss Army knife.
The Swiss Army knife.
Got a spoon on it and a toothpick.
What about satellites?
They didn't give that to us.
I don't know. You asked. I don't know.
Satellites.
So, I don't know. At the heart of it, it's crazy because if you watch Close Encounters of the Third Kind, that's what old UFO encounters were. Your car would stop. It was interacting with people. And like those accounts don't really happen now. That's what's crazy. It's like people say that like, oh, you know, maybe the UFO stories have changed with time because technology is changing and it's all in people's heads and it's all bullshit. And I'm just like, well, what is your timeline of UFOs when you don't research them? You don't like look at what the new ones are and they're not in the news.
Well, we have a minute left. So, Blue, why don't you take this last minute and give us all of your thoughts?
It's pretty simple. I love the idea that all of these UFOs and everything are military, maybe flying around or experimenting with confiscated or crash landed alien ships. That's neat. I could get on board with that.
Yeah, I don't believe in any of it. I think Betty was a secret Russian asset. And she should be looked into further, and her son needs to really maybe get locked up. So that's going to do it. RealLifeSciFi.show. We're going to continue the conversation with our good friend Blue on Real Life Sci-Fi. Patreon.com/RealLifeSciFi. We will see you next time. Remember, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. Bye. Cheers. Sci-fi. Thanks for hanging. Mm.